Parshas Chayisara Kofshin Peivov. We hand the Holy Mary Shiva Kdosha, Brooklyn, New York. I wanted to say one Yisoid first to start out. Shem Tver Shmuel Shmois. Chazal tell us that one of the biggest shenis of Avraham Avinu was one tennis shenis was that Hashem told Avram that I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael for Yerusha. And then what happened? And then he had to pay a lot of money for it. He had to pay Mamish Ami Asher L'Kesef. Says Rashi, Parshas Va'era. Hashem speaks to Hashem Shalom Moshe Rabbeinu. How the Ovis would have Mahar Acharai. Even though I told Roman Vina, I'll give my Eretz Yisrael. And yet, even though he had to pay a lot of money, it wasn't Mahar, he didn't question anything. And you said, Lam Reish, Lam Hazeh, Ketze Gantzer Riches. I'm going to go over there, the Psukkim over there. So she was the Kasha, but he says, Kasha Bani, Bani, of the years. He asked the mighty Kasha, the Chayra, he says. What kind of bigness, if the Rebbe does that, Kaida, what kind of sign is that to say that, you know, you have to pay for Moris HaMachpelah? I mean, it's not geschmack to pay. You have to write a big check sometimes, right? You have to keep the money in the bank. And Klapi, that Kaida, such a Maisa Kaida just did, is even called it a soyin. It's called anything, but you say, just a Maisa Kaida. What's that kipshat? Other members of Kasha, no? I don't know if we said a list here. So we see a Moidi Gezach. You give a mushel. I'm all called for Greer. They tell me they want to donate money for the building campaign. We put you down for $1 million. She says, yes, he's going to pay it out over a few years. You know what I mean? Everybody say, you know, they're already asking the Enkoch to still keep paying it out, you know, sometimes, you know. So he says, yeah, he'll give money. No problem, give money, fine. $1 million. He got to dinner, got to campaign, got to chveis, you know, pictures and everything. And Acher Kola Maisa, the Shiva calls him up and says, if you don't mind, he tells him, the Yeshiva ran out of coffee. It's coffee. Can I put you down for coffee? He says, we need a chmeis if it's $500 to buy a few cases of coffee. Put you down for coffee. Some other guy gets upset. He says, I don't understand. What's the limit? Enough's enough. It's not enough. I just spent $1 million. He says, a chmeis to go ahead. Now I have to go ahead also and go pay for coffee also. Everybody says, it sounds ridiculous. You just gave $1 million. What are you arguing about? Is that shtus like this, right? But it doesn't make any sense. But I'm all the guy, Bo Maimad Nofish, he got to such a point that he pushed it like he explodes. He pushed it, he can't take it anymore. You know what I'm saying? I can't take it. And she was like, I can't take it anymore, right? And the Chais, and the this and that, and then the caterer tells him that this amount of thousand, that amount, the Chais, say the fine. Comes at the end, makes the Chais, and by the way, there's another 5%. Says what? What's with it? What's 5%? You're already spending. A guy's his breaking point. A guy's his limit, and he says, you know, at kind of crazy can't. She's a moedi gezacha. Think about it a second. You see, for this nesoyin, Rabbi said, listen well. A moedi go up tight from the ganz akeda. Well, how do you see it? Rabbi did that akeda. I got it. I really did that Kedah, he said. He didn't do that Kedah in a way that I can't take it anymore. That's it. You know what I mean? Like he's being pushed to the end, pushed to the brink. And the rye would be when he explodes. He's not going to say, and that's it. You know, he goes over the top. The grass the rye was that Kedah did Baratzen HaTayiv. And with that Shuka. Was the fact that he have nothing to sign after that, and this thing, and then he had to pay money, and then it was all like he was calm as if nothing ever happened, as if you just woke up today, there was no Akeda, no nothing. He didn't say, look, he did Akeda, and now Sarah died, and now he has to bury her, now, and now, no. He did it with such a rot and a toiv that he was never on the verge of exploding. A person always on the verge of exploding when he's doing what he doesn't want to do. You have to vote, everybody says, I'm going to give up. But that does he doesn't want to do. So then he pushing, he feels like he's being pushed. I'm pushing. Oh, that's it. You know, now he goes crazy. Avinu did it with such a rush, and I tell you, what's the raya? Sir dies. Takes it very calmly. Gives him hesp and everything. Yes, the bay was a no problem. We'll pay top dollar. This Oskar the Rani, see, I'm waiting to go up to your place. I'm waiting to go up to it. What's the Nachan Akuda? I said, I was in Lagos, I'm waiting to get chizik from this. Santa Zach, Pusik says, by Yishma from Al Ephraim, Avram listens to Ephraim and he pays Armei Shagas Armei Soita. Like the Mir Shashiva, I don't understand. According to Pusik, should say Avram did not listen to Ephraim. Everyone says, take it for free. We love each other. Bani Ben Chamahi, you know, we're friends. It's fine. No big deal. Don't worry about it. You know, I mean, you need to ride to JFK Airport. No problem. It's 2 hours traffic. That's okay. I'm more happy to thank you. There's a smile like this. So Pusik should say, Avram Loisha Malef. And told Ephraim, no. I don't want it for free. And he paid the money. What does it mean? If he paid money, he wasn't listening to Ephraim. Which is there's a big Yisrael Achai, I'm telling you now. So when someone tells you, God gives you a present, he leaves the price tag on the present. You know what I mean? When someone tells you, you know how much I spent for this? You know, someone buys it's a Hanukkah present. You know how much time I spent to pick this out? And I spent a few hundred dollars and those and yens. When you talk too much about it, it means that it's really bothering that you did it. You know what I'm saying? Something that you love to do for somebody. Imagine Chaim Kanievsky come to the guy's house and there's a chance to go ahead and be Machlis Orech, and he's not going to say, wow, you know, I spent $300 of Chavez on this and doing it. And the money's garnished, big deal. What's a few hundred dollars? It's nothing, right? As our schus. Imagine coming to he's over here. Rom Avinu. What is the effort of Rom Avinu? I'm giving you a field that's worth Armei Shalkesi. He leaves the price thing on it. You know what I mean? You think you're impressed, take out the price thing. He leaves the price thing on. Tells him, you know, I'm losing you so much money. I'm giving you away Azak Grace's Schumf and Geld. I'm giving you such a big present. Avram says, I hear exactly what he's saying. Rishon Ram Hafen, I hear exactly where you're coming from. I hear that you're losing money, and it's worth so much money, and it's costing you so much money. He says, I hear you very well. Here's a check for the money. He says, leave me alone. So Gushim Moedi Gazach. He said, Amol. He says, a guy has to go for a simcha. Lakewood, Muncie, other places. And you feel that you're part of the simcha. Imagine you're going to a simcha. It's your own child, right? Your own child, your own brother. So you sit the whole time and say, oh my gosh, there's crazy traffic, or wow, the tolls are so expensive, this is the, no, you know, it's not shy, you have to be there. What's your shy? Traffic, no traffic, you know, that's what I'm talking about. We have to fly to Chasa, Chicago, you know, your best friend, your dad, your Talmud, your Reb, whatever it is. So there's a person that says to himself, oh, this is crazy, airport, no, this is nothing, clappy to be able to be by the Chasa, doesn't care how much traffic is, how much it costs to park. The tirchus and this is als garnish klapi the gewaldige matara the gewaldige inni to go ahead and be able to participate and join such a chasen. So Shimi says, the person said same words by Ephraim. The person that talks about the gears, the tolls, the schlep, the time, the this means because deep I don't want to be there. He said, deep I feel I have another alternative is not to go. If it bothers you, if you're complaining about it, if you're talking about it, that's the aggressor. You feel you don't belong. Person feels he belongs, that doesn't make a difference how much it costs, or how long it takes, or what it does. He says, if you feel you belong in a place, you have no complaints. Guy only complains in a place. That's what it says in Maidig Avoid. Mer says that a person never say Tzali Amok. Shouldn't say it's very squashed over here. You know, when you come to Yerushalayim, to El Regal, everyone's squashing Yerushalayim, right? You know, they say today, even today, Baruch Hashem, you go today, you know, the buses are packed during Sukkot time, right? All the, you know, everyone's there, Baruch Hashem, squashing in over there, Baruch Hashem, you should never say Tzalim. Why not? I'm squashed, why not? Tzalim says, squash means that, you have somewhere else to go. I'm saying, you have another alternative. If you believe this is the only place on earth, and that's it, this is the place, Baruch Hashem, El Regal, no, you can see squash. This is where you are. That's it. There's no other option. You know what I'm saying? There's no other choice. Person says, complains means you have another chance, another alternative, another option. You're not happy with what is here. So Ephraim, go ahead and complain and say, wow, it's costing me so much money. Means deep down, he said, I could have rather sold it and I give it to him. Oh, so you're not happy to give it. You're not for us and our toif. Afari says, I don't take your presents. He goes and he pays the money. Bishkra always say, they say, the cheapest way to get something in life is to pay for it. You know, I mean, favors are very expensive places. Favors, cost a lot more than the purchase price. They say the Gedolim don't want to show it to nobody. It's a big zacher, but you say it's a big zacher. You should all learn from that. Also, Chavetz Chaim don't want people to put his whole coat in his sleeve. You don't want to ask people to give him rides. You don't want the Chazon Ish. Also, the Shiva himself the same way. Also, Shad is because you come up to people, but you say, you know, then you owe them this, you owe them that. There's no limit to how much you owe them, and they extract payment. You know what I mean? A Baisai, it's not just want to get into brisk, but it's more than that. The kids, the easiest way is a Baisai that you don't come on to. Kapana, I want to say, I'm ready to give her now. I'm ready to give her. Everybody says, it's Kedai to come. Just one, this one point. And that is, the Maisa. The answer goes ahead. I mean, every point here is, ready to give Zach. One thing is, this is, Atalis al Kolona. The boy said, this you'll go, your mamash have such a chizik from this. They come to Eliezer comes to the house, and he tells Saul and Novan the whole story about what happened. He wouldn't believe it. Today I left. I came today from San Diego. Mamish today I came on horse and buggy. A couple of hours later, boom, I'm over here in New York. You believe it? He says, Mamish, today I left. As I kriz at Derek, I have, wow, unbelievable. I come in, I down for the shidduch, and as soon as I dive, boom, Rivka walks right over to me. It's unbelievable. And I ask for a girl to give me to drink and give me this, and boom, she gives me to drink. And this, on and on, it keeps going. See, after the Shmaya, Tzlocha, Brocha, Nisim, and everything. Lombus will say, wow, Hashem Yatzadah, this is unbelievable. We have nothing to say, we can't even say, like we're speechless. That's it, you know, that's it. The deal's closed. We're stunned in silence. Yes, wow, it's unbelievable. What happens 5 minutes later? 5 minutes later, all of a sudden, Saul tries to kill Eliezer, tries to poison him. So either Saul had a very, very big case, what they call schizophrenia, Rachmanoslan bipolar, Rachmanoslan, and all the other Rachmanoslan problems that could come up in such a situation. How can you go ahead? You could say, Hashem said, don't look at that right. And a minute later, you're going in and saying to go kill the person. How can that be such a thing? What do you say? This is Kashas Ramsa Nigra. They just have a Shemir Sadova. I can't believe it. Look at that right. That's it. This is the done deal. This is amazing. Wow. Hashem made it so I'm diving them. Then she came, she's right around the corner, she showed up. I want as that girl, BJJ, and she, her father should be like this and that, her father should be a great such a Shiva, but the Zayd has a lot of geld, and then it's fell here and it's there, and you can go, it's Israel, a mother, ouse, wow. Minute later, he says, let's bring out the poison, come, let's kill him, let's ruin the Shidduch now, let's try to spoil the Shidduch. What's that, Kipshan? So to Shiva, I want to do Yisach. So the Lachan Ram brings down, the Ram says, don't listen to the fools that tell you that a person is destined before he is born to be a tzaddik or rosh. It's not true, he said. A person has a koyach habachiris of the Ram, we spoke about this Ram many times, the boy said, it should be torn buzz nefesh, it should be ringing in your ears. You have a koyach, every boy in this room, every time chochmah in this room, has a koyach to be a tzaddik, a moshe rabbeinu, of the Rambam, or a rosh, or like your own menavot, or shagamah. I spoke at the place of Bnei Brak in Minas Manim, so I was saying that. I said, you know, the Rambam, the Shu always say, this got to you for a moment. So the Rambam was not a chayz, a chizuk sefer. I'm all going to say, the chizuk, I'm going to tell you, mommy, you should know you can mamish be so great, you're amazing, you know, hey, the chayz, Rambam's a halacha sefer. A shtaitos halacha lebaisa. So the Rambam, you have a koyach to be a tzadik ha-mash rabbeinu. Or the rosh gromen of it. Lashon Rambam. You're not born to be a tzaddik of Russia. You are born to be whatever you want to be. I said last night, I spoke to him in Lakewood, I spoke to him last night. So I said to him, I said, more people complain. One guy complains. I'm not even shouting to Shemaya. Well, he blames the Baal Shalom. What are you blaming him for? What you want to do, Hashem will help you do. That's what I'm saying. Blame yourself. What are you blaming Hashem for? It's totally new. Hashem wants you to be. Trust Hashem wants. You don't want. The Shiva says, that's the Koyach HaBechir you have. The 1 minute you can be Yochan Koyin Godel for 80 years with Koyach HaKadoshim. That's like the man, if they become a Tzuki. Suki. Put a chvase his tefillin on his nose, a chvase on his shalyad on his hand. He started in a ketamse kazatske chvase in the middle, you know. A chvase, and then he had an Isaac, a musical halacham, a chashon to the back. I'm just saying, you know, a chvase, you bring instruments to the slichas, and you do everything. You know what I mean? So the Shiva says, I'm going to do that. He said, that's the koyach on a mensch. The koyach for a mensch! Is he can be standing by Maimon HaSinai. And he can hear Noicha Hashem Elekecho. And he can hear and see all the skies open. And Noctem can go and make an eagle. And say, Eile Elekecho Yisrael Asher Halucha Mezatrei. There's a Koyach HaMensh. It's only even there. Not just to go down, I might say. People think down is easy, you know what I mean? Right, down is easy. To go up also. He said many times that person who Hashem falls to the Moilach Chamon Aslan takes his kid to fire God. Sometimes it means he kills his kid, throws his kid into the fire Chamon Aslan, and takes it to the fire. Whatever he does, it's something very, very miserable and bad that Hashem says, Vesam this point of Yeshua, Hashem says, I'll be putting him call a sokai. I must clear my schedule to go ahead and put Hashem in the swim. Hashem Yerachem Lenev Lo Yalechem. What's he after that? In the same part, Inyan. Viskadishtem. This Moilich guy, this guy that fell to the Moilich, they had to ask him in Shemayim, why weren't you a Kodesh? Unbelievable. I think I got the wrong guy. No, that's not me. It's not. Guys that come to the Shemayim, he was the greatest banker, you know, Yannis and his class, and his wall, all the times, London, the place, Mexico, here, there, this. And you tell him, why? And he says, I missed the country. And then you say to him, I don't understand, where's your Pirshon Ktzois? This Pirshon Ktzois, I think you have the wrong last name, you know. It's not Cohen with a K, it's Cohen with a C. He says, I think you got the wrong spelling, he says. I think you know the wrong person, he says. I didn't open Ktzois at all, he says. Come, where's your Pirshon Ktzois? I told him. He said, what do you mean Pirshon Ktzois? I was busy making money. That's the koyches you had. So Gemira by say that's the koyche a person has. It's only veneer, but it's scary. It's only veneer koyche that you have, that you can see Hashem as Adomer. And the middle age try to rule the shulch. You hear this? Because Baruch Hu is toifis Rami Navot. Let's go the other way now. He's toifis him. It's the seu. Loshar Gemara. Loshar Apostle. The seu. He grabbed onto him. Can we all imagine? Hashem grabs onto the person. And he tells him Chazor Bach, do tshuva. Hashem begs him. Gani vata yishay tayma gneiva. Or what is the word about the answer? What is the answer? Lebeina. It's okay. Shkoye put off, but I'll decline. You decline? Chutzpah. Hashem comes to you, talks to you, to say, Bevgadav. That's Koye Chepkiri, you can hang up the phone on the Rosh Hashanah, boys. That's Koye Chepkiri you have, yeah? That's Hashem bringing this world for me. If he's not Koye Chepkiri, nobody's in his world. What does Koye Chepkiri, then go home. Understand? You hear in the shulchan have koyach every second of your life. We did yesterday. It's not mechayev to do today. Today is not mechayev to do tomorrow. You hear this? Somebody say, "You have koyach and chesed. You have to always work on yourself." Kol and kule gesher tzam ba'oid. We can all fachet cloud. The gesher tzam is you work on narrow bridge. You have to always hold on. Somebody say, "Can never." Atam baskul gemara says, "Don't trust yourself." You have to constantly, it's a constant battle, it's a constant, it's a toiv, it's a rai, it's a rai, it's a toiv. Zanaka and the Moses says, on the days in Sukkot, the Tamir Chom, he fights even more, Rabbi Isai. Even more. Our job is to hold strong. Saul couldn't hold strong. Saul just caved in like that. 1 second. He could have easily just said, it's a hard get out of here. Let her get married. Let her be an Ein B'Yisrael. Right, he could have played along. He could have came to the chasna with a nice bow tie, and he could have taken nice pictures and this and that and from the calming stations. Instead of what you say, switched around the bowls, and the soul is gone. What you say? That was his last bechira that he had, and he failed it so bad, he's gone, gone forever. What you say? It's a moedik apashna. The koyach when a man shot. Is a moedig parsha. You have a koyach to be a commercial. I said many times, Jews. We said as many times over here in the shir. We said, I mean, if you learn Torah your entire life, He didn't even one time find out who won the Super Bowl or who won the this and who's the president of America. You lived every of your life. Mistam is a good chance and I become Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Oh, the Ksoyis and to be Moshe Rabbeinu. What's wrong with Pesach Moshe Rabbeinu? Teretziz. Moshe Rabbeinu's Koichis is not him. It's Reish Shalom. The fact of Kishrin. The ability that he was born with. Moshe Rabbeinu was. Mother by Oiro. He's born with such Koichis. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Koichis he put into himself. And that we all have the Koichis do Rabbi Yisai. You put the Koichis into yourself to be all the Koichis you could do. Shemayim. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, the state that Moshe Aaron Eagles, Moshe Aaron Eagles, the Koyach you have, you put the Gansi Koyachas. Koyach Bechira, Moshe says, the Gansi, Soyach Chaim. He says that many times, he said, many times. The person has to realize the Koyach Bechira that he has. He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he has? He said, does that look like a Bechira that he have a choice and a chance to go ahead and earn yourself nitzchias every day and every second of your life. The tuna you have now is, as Rashi said, in this world you can say a Svar and Taisis. Next world's too late already. He says, well, you didn't say it, you can't say there. Here's, please over here, please. Here's your chance. This is your time. This is your place. It's very late, but I wanted just to bring out one akuda. I said this got a lake last night. God is to my favorite material. But those who heard it, quick Kazara, I should say it again. She gave me a Shabbos again. Yes, she was somebody to Kashi, so the Chayra. What makes so hard on Rivka for? Little girl. She's sitting and schlep and can't feed all these camels and this. I'm only just a kid. You know, can I have a candy? I want to test the kid, right? Get your candy, okay, okay. Game's over. Tell her, can you please feed me my camels? 10 huge camels. Because I'll say, I've got to bring to drink up so much, how many times, how many people water, maybe water for 50 people, 100 people. 10 camels. And he has a scene there with 10 jalops, 10 huge men. He brings in 10 dresser, you know, camel drivers. All sitting on our side. Little girl, 3 years old. Okay, continue filling up. Okay, continue. Two more left. You're doing good. Two more left. Let's go. The two more. One more left. Okay, down to one. Give her a break. Sim, you like the kasha? Enough, Sean. You have to point. You have to say, what do you have to... Muchas. If you want to see who's an ish emes, when you see what comes out from the person, says the Gemara, Yagatu Matzosa Tamin. It's a Rishu said, it's a mission. You can't argue a mission. Aftochi said, if you're Magia B'Torah, you're going to be Zoycha to Metzias. Yagatu Matzosa. Metzia means Lama than you're Magia for. Oh, it's not a Metzia. You work for it, it's not a Metzia. Yagatu Matzosa, he said, if you're Magia B'Torah, you're going to be Zoycha to so much Torah. To become so great. If you mean Ageya. Guy walks around. I couldn't finish the Masechta. I don't know, Pshat. Who are you fooling? Who are you blaming? Because you weren't me Ageya like you should have. You're busy taking breaks. You're busy looking around. You're busy knowing all the latest hakech ways. All the latest shifts and bavolim. One of ways, how much you spent on this and how much that. And how much of ways the other zach is. You know, it hurt. He spent the ways, you know, a ways for a chasen. It hurt. Just the flowers, the chayes, the gvir, flew into Eretz Yisrael, flew from here. Where's that cup? Learn Tosfos. What are you wasting your life for? Is he talking about you? It's all there. He said he wanted to see if she had been matzliach fearing goes to zach. That's what he wanted to see. It's not so easy to do chesed. At times you get tired. She gets an emergency phone call. She's under the weather. She tried, but her arm hurts. The chvays, the pitcher broke. The camels don't want to drink. The camels kicked it down. He wanted to see she really for real. Was she just there for the fun of it? She wanted to just marry chvays. A rich guy saw guys coming to grace the camels. 10 Mercedes. 10 the Mercedes. What's it called? G-Box. What's it called? The Lozrum. The Lips. What is? The chvays thought that, you know, it came with a Zelchus. You know, I always thought, you know, it's a never taken car. It was a grace tire outside. They never know what to. So I'm telling you, no, forget, this is expensive, it's a choshu. So he comes as a grace of fed, grace of camels, and this, all load up to an Yodai. The bag of figures, you know what? This guy who has, as I mentioned, I'm sure he'll take care of me. Once you some Kama for MS, you see what came out of it. She was able to fear always the camels drank, and she was able to do it, and no one disturbed, and no one came in the middle, and there was no smoke alarm, and there's no this, and there's no that, and there's no emergencies, and no hurricanes, and nothing. She was able to fear always. Does it right with the Kavanah was. He said, Soif Masamach Shavatil. She says, you see today, Rabar was going to shtick fire. How do you see it? You see what came out from Rabar. Yeshivas all over Lakewood, 12 Batei Midrash and Blayin Hara, pack of people. Kanayna Hara, talking about already the five digits, Kanayna Hara, Kain Yerbu. Mamish, you see the risk of the raisa there, the swarm, the chaburis, the oyin v'noira, was coming as a fighting person. Panovich Jehovah was also a shtick fire, the Yeshivas said. Look, came out from him. Against a city from Tahira, Mamish, against a mukum city, Mamish, Ani and Shia. But he'd fight with Tahira and Panovich, for regular, for older, for younger. Person, don't walk around. Hakaman Ovsiata Dishmai Chasuchan. Because you're not trying. That's the real answer. Shu Yesa Bachanu, you're ready to start trying. You say, yeah, Mitzvah Shem. No Mitzvah Shem, Hashem wants. That's Yisrael Nisi's Parasha Baisa. He wanted to see if she could fear us Lamaisa. If you could do Lamaisa, you finish the Masechta, and you know it. That's a right. I came to Yeshiva with the right calling. Tackle Mamba Yevatayra. If you can't finish it, and you don't know it, and you have Shrekai, this and that, there's no one to blame. And that guy says he blames everybody. Of course, you have to waste this and that, and in Mulder's mind, he's busy with other things, whatever, he's under the weather. The Yeshiva's always say, a Bacher Angtan learning has no time to get sick, no time to get the Chashon on the cold, no time for this, he said. There's an other Shmira. He saw. Machrish Ladas. He wanted to see if this is Taka the one. See, the Sadr Shmai will show Taka Shulias. There's a Nochamal, a different Nikud, he said. He saw the mind of the cross. He saw how Choshim she was. He saw at the Eskadu, Mr. Gresh Rezach. I want to just bring out Nochamal, one more Nikud. It's very late. But it says that Yitzchok went to bring Hagar from the Erla Chairoi. What did he bring? So Rashi brought it back that she should be a wife for his father Avram. Pesach Shiva, Avram couldn't take a wife himself. He had to wait for Yitzchak to go call Hagar and take her. Avram wanted to remarry. He could have easily made a phone call, you know, call a shotgun, right? You know, or someone in between. It's called someone in between. And finish. And then take her. What's it? So Yitzchak had to go to the Valkyrie and bring her Avram. He said, from Avinu, felt, if he takes her for a wife, Yisrael's going to feel bad. Yisrael's going to say to himself, Yisrael's going to feel nifkan. He's going to say to himself, you know, if this is a lady, she made my mother so miserable, she made my mother so upset, and now she comes and takes over, she's sitting at the head of the table now, and she's the one who's, you know, going with my father to all the chasanis. She's the greatest that carries a bias now. This is the one who made my mother. This problem and that problem. And she says, she goes on my soul, throw her out. Yitzchok could have felt bad about it. Rabbi said, I don't want to hurt Yitzchok's feelings. Yitzchok on his own went to bring her. Let him agree to marry her. So she said, two nekudas over here. Two nekudas are bias. Number one, he said, just because you're right, does not mean you have to do it. Yeah, we have it in Pashas Mishpatim. A boy said, Pashas Mishpatim, a guy lends some money, and the guy gives you his blanket. Every night I bring back the blanket, take it back in the morning, bring it back. He says, give me a break. It's fine to bring it back. I'll bring it back. I'm not busy with this blanket anymore. But Kosh Baruch will be careful if he calls out to me, Shemad Yichan and Oni. So Shemad Yichan and Oni. Hashem says, you know what? You don't do things so perfect either. Do I, am I Erech HaPayim? Do I have Rechmanis? Do I have Atronis? Do I give you a chance to Erech HaZapayim? Rechmanis would be animals to learn from me. Rabbi could have had a right to marry one, a right to do what I want. You can't stop me. You can't tell me what to do. But Rabbi say, that's not what Ben Torah talks. That's not the way Balmidis talks, the way Balmusa talks. No such thing. You can't tell me. You can't this, you can't that. He said, Rabbi say, you have to Rech HaZukot Yenem, Yenem Shvila. That's one Akuda. There's another Akuda, Zakr Shiva. That is, in order to go ahead and uproot a kpeda on somebody, only way to do that, everybody say, is a native to the person. Not to say, Amaycha, Amaycha, Amaycha. Any way to be nice to him. Someone that was mean to you, that did something not nice to you, doesn't mitzvah you, bothered you, you don't just say Amaycha you. You any way to befriend him, and be mechazik him, and make him feel good. When you give to him, that brings out the ahava. That takes away the kapeda. Once they said, Chasa Tulo from Yeruchim, see, he wanted to announce in the yeshiva, and announce, he sent a message to some bocha, he wants to talk to him in his office, during Seder. This bocha was a big Rabbi Ruchim Zamencha, it's a big, you know, Talmud Rabbi Ruchim. So he sent back a message, a big chutzpah, he sent back a message, Torah Chatzko, Mil Seder, I don't believe in Mil Seder. So it's a big chutzpah, even Rabbi Ruchim's biggest Talmidim, like Mal and the other ones, they're like, excuse me, it's a Chatzko's Mashkiah, he can't talk to him. That guy refused to go, Mil Seder. After the mice of Chatzko was very mechabed the bocha, made it feel good, and he's going to be biased by him. To be oikah kapeid is not so easy. That's why Yosef also was mated to his brother. Rather than asking me, rather than asking, I'm going to give you the best part of it's around it. To be oikah kapeid, that's a mated to him. The master saw Salat, he was on the train. This guy was very chutzpahdik to him, told him, shut the window, don't do this, don't do that. He figures his time, Salat was a very big honor. He wasn't acting like a great tzaddik. And afterwards, he found out that this is Salat, he wanted to get a smicha from him. Someone had taught it to him and helped him and this and that. When it comes to Shaykh, the time of position, to be Oikah Kapeid, but you say two lessons over here. Number one, to be Oikah Kapeid, you have to say it's okay. You have to be Misham, Toiv Tachasro. Go be native to the guy. That's the real way to get rid of Kapeid. Not just say I'm Oikah. Oikah is cheap. Go ahead and be extra nice to the person. That's how you'll smooth it out. And number two is, even if you have a right to something, even if it belongs to you, and everything else, but the Maisa, if your enemy's going to be hurt, you have to take into account. You can't say what's my right. Because Baruch Hu says, I also have rights, but I don't demand my rights either, he says. B'shamati kichananon, you learn from me, Hashem says. Avraham Avinu had a right to marry, a right to do, a right to this. If you might be hurt, Avraham Avinu not doing anything, he says. So Yitzhak, one person went ahead and brought her there. What do you say? Stay kissing the sixth parasha. See you nice at the end. Yivaldiga. Yisrael Gvaldi Yeshidduch was a ganzer Hamshach, like she was said, you see the Kodesh Abkir from Rivka, she was a mamshach from Kali Yisrael, growing up in Mugri Shoyim, place Rishoyim. Rabbi says, nothing's stopping you being the best person in the world, nothing holding you back. Only your enemy is yourself, Chas V'Shalom. And then Rabbi says, I'm chazik to each other, she was Leifetach, Uncle said, Gvaldi Yabrochus, Vola Tzvim Gvaldi Yabrochus.